This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow, Mexican President Felipe Calderon makes a state visit to Washington. He and President Obama will no doubt discuss the brutal drug wars that have cost more than 24,000 Mexican lives since Calderon took office. The U.S. is giving an unprecedented $1.4 billion in police and military aid to Mexico to help fight the drug mafias. But an NPR investigation in Ciudad Juarez, ground zero of Calderon's cartel war, finds strong evidence that the fight is rigged. Federal forces appear to be favoring Mexico's oldest and most powerful drug cartel, the Sinaloans. NPR's John Burnett has the first of two reports.
A woman in stretch pants and sneakers is peddling CDs of narco ballads to the cars lined up at the Santa Fe Bridge that connects Juarez to El Paso, Texas. She describes the two drug mafias battling for control of this city like their rival soccer teams.
La línea.
Aquí es línea Aztecas. Chapo quiere apoderarse de aquí de Juárez, pero los de la línea no quieren dejárselo al Chapo.
La línea is from here. It's the Juárez cartel. Chapo wants to take over Juárez, but those with La Línea don't want to give it up. This is why there's so much killing.
The hometown favorite is La Línea, or the Juárez cartel. The newest gang in town is a group of freelance local traffickers, backed up by the Sinaloa cartel, whose chief is Joaquin Chapo Guzman Loera. With a $5 million U.S. bounty on his head, Chapo is the world's most wanted drug lord. He's said to live deep in the state of Sinaloa, protected by mountains, an army of pistoleros, loyal villagers, and his own wolfish cunning.
Joaquin Loera, no es sincera.
This ballad about him is titled Lord of the Mountain.
Prófugo de la justicia, el señor de la montaña, también jefe en la ciudad.
Everywhere you go in Juarez, people whisper the story to you that the army and the federal police are helping Chapo's gang of assassins capture the city. They're afraid to talk openly about it. Their suspicions are based on what they see and what they live. Over the past 2 years, the president has dispatched 10,000 army troops and federal police to Juarez to quell the violence that's been killing six victims a day. Manuel Espino is a former congressman from Juarez and former head of the National Action Party, the president's party.
La presencia del ejército y de la policía federal no ha resuelto el problema. Al contrario, se ha incrementado.
The presence of the army and the federal police have not resolved the problem. On the contrary, it's grown. Chapo has come to town to take over the territory. It makes us believe there's a complicity with the federal government.
Veteran journalists in Juarez see it too. Edgar Roman is news director of Channel 44, a local television station.
When you're out on the streets of Juarez and you hear constantly from people that are eyewitnesses, relatives of the victims, they're saying prior to the killings, the army was here. They left and then armed men came and killed somebody.
The traffickers, whose death squads cause much of the mayhem, make the same accusation. Last month, as the story goes, Linea hitmen killed six federal police officers and painted a message on a public wall. This is what happens to officers who ally with Chapo and all the mother who support him, signed La Linea. A former Juarez City police commander says the story is true.
La intención del ejército estar aquí es tratar de sacar al cartel de Juárez.
The intention of the army is to try and get rid of the Juárez cartel so that Chapo's cartel is the strongest.
The ex-commander, tall, buff, and serious, was on the force when the Sinaloans came to town. He's the first to admit the entire police department worked for the local cartel. He's now seeking asylum in El Paso. Because of the death threat he says he received in Juárez, NPR has altered his voice.
Cuando llega el ejército en el 2008, se cree, se piensa, estamos, ay, caray, ya se acabó esto, ya.
When the army arrived in March 2008, we thought, caray, now all this violence is going to end. The number of deaths did drop for about 3 weeks. But during those 3 weeks, Chapo's people contacted the army and figured out what they were doing and how much money they wanted. They started to pay them off, and the Sinaloa cartel just kept working.
Collusion between the Mexican army and the Sinaloa mafia in Juarez is corroborated by sworn testimony in U.S. federal court. Two top Sinaloa traffickers went on trial in El Paso in March. The prosecution entered into evidence wiretapped conversations like these two marijuana smugglers chatting about the Sinaloans.
Sí, él anda con ellos. A mí se me anda con el mallito.
One of the government's main witnesses was a convicted former Juarez police captain who went on to work for the Sinaloans. His name is Manuel Fierro Mendez. He testified that he provided intelligence on La Linea to an army captain, after which the military would go arrest people and seize weapons and vehicles. The prosecutor, what does it mean to have control of the plaza? Fierro, to maintain order over the local, state, and federal agencies and have free rein to continue trafficking drugs without any problem. Later that day, the prosecutor, and was the influence with the military an important factor? Fierro, very important. A DEA agent testified at the trial, confirming the contact between Fierro and the Mexican army officer, codenamed Pantera, the Panther. In an effort to understand who the authorities are pursuing in Juarez, NPR analyzed thousands of news releases on the website of the Federal Attorney General's office. We looked for every arrest of a cartel member charged with organized crime, weapons, or drug offenses. In Juarez, the murder capital of Mexico, now the most patrolled and policed city in Mexico, we found only 104 statewide arrests since federal forces arrived there in March 2008. Of those arrests, 88 are listed as individuals linked to the Juarez cartel, 16 are with Sinaloa. Enrique Torres, a spokesman for the military and police joint operation in Chihuahua, says in 2 years the Army has arrested 5,500 people involved in organized crime, though he could not document that figure. Torres denies there's any favoritism.
No way. The work of the Mexican army in Chihuahua and here on the border is to hurt the structures of criminal groups, regardless of their origin. We've arrested many criminals for many crimes who belong to all the groups that are trafficking drugs here.
There's a simple explanation why the authorities arrest more traffickers from the Juarez cartel, says Joe Arabit. He's the special agent in charge of the El Paso DEA office. The DEA is a strong supporter of Calderon's crackdown on the cartels.
La Línea has controlled the corridor, so there are more Línea operators in this corridor than from any other cartel. Therefore, you're going to see more people from the cartel being arrested.
But this explanation overlooks an important detail, say local crime reporters. As the Sinaloa cartel has muscled into the city, La Línea gangsters switch sides and join the Sinaloans, also known as La Gente Nueva, the new people. There's even a name for them, chapulines, grasshoppers. Still, the small number of Sinaloa arrests is striking. Howard Campbell is an anthropologist at the University of Texas at El Paso and an expert on Mexican drug trafficking.
It appears that the Cartel de Sinaloa is winning the battle over the Cartel de Juarez, and it doesn't seem possible for them to do that without some kind of backing from the Mexican military. For the drugs to get to Ciudad Juarez and from there into the United States, they have to pass through military-controlled territory, and so the military is either absolutely inept or they are corrupted by the Chapo Guzman cartel. There's really no other explanation.
This is not an exclusive arrangement. Corrupt elements of the Mexican military are for hire for any cartel. Both former Juarez police commanders, one interviewed by NPR and another who testified in federal court, said the Juarez cartel also pays off the army. 4 years ago, a detachment of soldiers was caught escorting a shipment of marijuana through Juarez cartel-controlled territory. In January 2006, Texas peace officers witnessed an astonishing sight, a Mexican military Humvee trying to pull a pot-laden SUV out of the Rio Grande where it had gotten stuck. The whole thing was captured on a police video.
They're loading the dope right there.
All units, 1073.
The Mexican government concluded it was a case of drug traffickers dressed as soldiers using a military-style Humvee. But the next month, Hudspeth County Sheriff Arvin West and his deputy went to Washington to testify at a congressional hearing about that incident. The dope was being smuggled into his county.
When the deputies arrived at the border where the drug loads were to cross, the deputies were met with the Mexican military and a military Humvee. The deputies reported seeing heavily armed soldiers in the Humvee.
The punchy, no-nonsense lawman in a white hat is worried these days that the drug violence is about to spill over the Rio Grande into his county. I caught up with Sheriff West in the town of Fort Hancock.
Until one person is in charge of all the drugs, they're going to keep killing each other. And they're going to use the Mexican government to help them do it.
Hudspeth County is across from a particularly violent battlefield, El Valle de Juarez. The Juarez Valley is a region of cotton fields and farm towns east of that city, so close to Texas that you can watch the Walmart trucks creeping past on Interstate 10. For decades, this has been a valuable smuggling area. That's why Chapo wants it.
The Valle de Juarez represents a model of how the cartel war is being fought and its relationship to the Mexican government.
Carlos Spector is an immigration attorney in El Paso whose family goes back three generations in the Juarez Valley. He and other sources with direct knowledge of the valley said it appears that the Army's policy is to stand by and let the slaughter proceed.
Nothing could happen without the military. And so it's by omission and by refusing to act that they participate with the drug traffickers.
We decided to go see for ourselves.
Standing in front of now the second house that we found burning in the village of Esperanza in the Valley of Juarez. And this is a ghost town. People are moving out. There's just dogs in the streets. And there are four guys in cowboy hats over at a bar across the street watching us.
In the past 2 years, local sources say Sinaloans have used a scorched earth strategy of murder, torture, and arson to take over the Juarez Valley under the direction of an assassin nicknamed El Quitapuercos, the pig killer. Terrified residents continue to flee the valley, at least those who can leave. An old woman on a walker, wearing a soiled plaid dress and accompanied by her granddaughter, makes her way down the deserted road like an apparition.
Los que andan matando y quemando. Está amenazado todo el pueblo, toda la gente se está yendo para Juárez. Toda la gente está abandonando las casas, yo no puedo.
Because of the people burning and killing and threatening us, everyone has left, she says. They've gone to Juarez, but I can't. I'm sick, I can't run. If they kill me, they'll be doing me a favor. And what about the army, I ask her. They just pass by, she answers. They never protect us. John Burnett, NPR News.
Our story was produced by Marisa Peñaloza. You'll find photos from the Juarez Valley at our website, npr.org. And tomorrow, on All Things Considered, John Burnett goes to Mexico City. For more on whether the Mexican government is fighting a war against all narco traffickers or just against the enemies of the Sinaloa cartel.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.